We have this evening with us Brother John Phillips and his family, Stacy, his wife, Eli, his son, Anna, his daughter, and Judah, his other son, their son. Let me rephrase that. He is the director of the Student Center there in Wyoming, University of Wyoming. We really became, Tony and I became really acquainted with that work here several years ago when we went up to visit it and see how the work was going, what was taking place. At that time, Brother Jess Simpson was the director and decided it was time for him to step down, and he's in other pursuits now, still living there, still worshiping there. Search went on, and they ended up with Brother John. He and Stacy have been married 19 years. Did he get that right, Stacy? Good for you, John. You're not in trouble. He's taken on that work. We found out really firsthand when we went up there just how much work there really is and how many things they're involved in, all the work that they do at the Student Center. It's a beautiful place to go if you ever get an opportunity to go visit up in Laramie, get to take a tour of the campus and things like that. It's a really beautiful place to go to. I'm not going to take a whole lot of his time. It's good to have him with us. And I decided I was not going to tell you all the truth and all the things I've learned about him. They were all good. But he will give us a presentation on the work that's going up there, and following that, he will do us a devotional and offer the invitation at that time. John?
Wow, thank you, Royce. Appreciate that introduction, and if he ever does want to share what he knows about me, I can directly go toe-to-toe with my man over here, if you know what I mean. So it was a good dinner, to say the least. Oh, for sure. Nothing that won't surprise you. Appreciate, Mike, your support as well. I know that you guys have been praying for this work over this past year, and we're just really excited when we come to visit a church and we see our newsletters are in the back. That's a big deal. That is my face up in the top right-hand corner, and that is my wife's face down in the bottom right-hand corner. So here we are in the flesh. It's not just a thing that we do on paper. It's really a ministry that we believe in. So we're so excited to be here and share the joy of this ministry with you face-to-face. And the Laramie Church of Christ in Laramie, Wyoming sends their greetings. Isn't that cool to have a greeting from another church brought to you face to face? So I will return to them next week and send the same greeting, and they will be excited to hear that the Ninth and Main Church is holding it down for the Lord in San Angelo, Texas. It's really important getting together and worshiping and building a strong church body. I guess I would just start out and say that's really the mission of the Christian Student Center, is to help a young person become a faithful member in the Lord's kingdom. If we could sum it up like that, I think that's really our mission. Our vision, our values is to grow and produce faithful deacons and elders and song leaders and members and Bible class teachers. And so college is a really important time in a young person's life. I know that you guys have a great college ministry here as well. And my wife and I really find great value in spending a lot of time and energy developing relationships with young people and introducing them to Christ and teaching them about Christ and being a Christ-like example for them. We work with a lot of students, I guess I would say, that know about the Bible, but they don't know the Bible. Okay? So they come from maybe an evangelical background, so to speak. And in a lot of our time spent with them, they would say things like, oh, we didn't know that was there, or, hey, that surprises me. And so that's a good thing for a young person to have a place like this. This is a picture of our building, and it's right across the street from campus. It's important for them to have that place and those people to come to and really start developing their faith. And so we've got a young group, but we're a strong group. We're a growing group. I think in the next year, if we get invited back, which I hope we do, maybe even Christmas here. I hear you guys have a great Christmas here in December in San Angelo. I would say the next thing we're working on is student leadership or student retention, if you will. We had a lot of students obey Christ this semester or these past two semesters. And a question we got a lot was, well, I'm baptized, but now what? And so that really, you know, pricked our ears and let us know that, hey, here's an opportunity for a young man to have different teaching opportunities or leading opportunities. And here's a opportunity for young ladies to really get plugged in with the congregation. So that's a little quick review of our year and sort of what we're looking forward to, always planning for the future. And we wanted to come here and spend some time and really thank you for your generosity and for your prayers. And please do continue to keep us in prayer. We're always meeting new students and always praying for their spiritual life. You can see where the University of Wyoming is in relation to campus. It's really a focal point. And so we have a very diverse student population. We have PhD students. We have students right now from Nigeria. We had a student from Hawaii this past year. So it really draws quite a multicultural environment, if you will, in this little corner of the state, which we're really excited about. And so this is where the students go to school. And I don't know if, has anyone in this room not seen snow? All right. Everyone has. I like it. So this is kind of sometimes what we're up against, but you know, it's like the heat. You got to get up and you got to go to work. It's cold. You got to get up and you got to go to work. And so no matter the weather, we're always enjoying the community that we have together. Athletics is definitely a focal point. I won't bring up any teams because I'm still learning what teams to talk about and not to talk about here. And I respect that very much. So here's the exterior of our building. This is a group of men that oversee the building. It's called Wyoming Education Enterprise. And they make sure that if we need a new boiler, we can do that. If we need a new roof, we can do that. Our minister is in here in this photo, Brian Lombardi. Two of our elders are in this photo. The Laramie Church of Christ has four elders that I personally report to every 2 weeks. And so the work is really hands-on. It's really overseen by many capable men. So we're excited about the team that we're a part of there in Laramie. Some new things that we acquired this year that were necessary. Tables and chairs, you got to have them. Really appreciate those. We got some new furniture. That's a picture of the first room that you come into. It's really bright. We're excited about our new chairs there. You got to stay hydrated in Laramie, you know. Got to keep your beverages cold. So we were able to find a pre-owned Subway refrigerator and also a pre-owned popcorn maker. And I tell you what, if that doesn't make disciples, I don't know what will, folks. But anyways, we love being open in the summer and just taking care of the lawn. And we wouldn't rather be anywhere in the world but here right now. But if I wasn't here, I'd probably be there fussing over the lawn, making sure that it was looking sharp. I grew up cutting grass, so once that's in your veins, you kind of always want to stripe it, you know? So let me throw some words on the screen that we'll chat about basically for the rest of our time together. When we meet a student, we're exploring, embracing, or emphasizing a life of Christ as revealed in the Bible. So when we meet students, we want to engage with them spiritually right away. Of course, we want all the students that we can have because we want God's house to be full, but we never just want to leave a student alone or, you know, off in the corner. We make sure everyone is well known and involved as much as they can, and they're always engaged with at different points spiritually. And so we really take a lot of pride in the fact that, you know, any student that you ask us about, we kind of know where they're at on their spiritual journey. And so that's because our goal is Colossians 1:28. We want to present every man mature in Christ. And so we would have kind of a little bit about our philosophy of ministry. We really have a challenging presence in a student's life, but I wouldn't say an overbearing presence. We don't want to drive anybody away, but we don't want to create a culture of consumer Christianity, if you will. We know that we're not saved to sit, we're saved to serve. Amen? That's right. So that takes a little bit of time, a little bit of attention, but it's important to us that we know each student and sort of what they're going with, what they're going through, and where they're at with their obedience to Christ. And so when we put stuff on our calendar, and I'll show you our calendar here in a second, it has to do with four E's. It's either about equipping, edification, education, or evangelism. So those are the four areas that our ministry really focuses on. So I'm excited to show you some of our students and introduce you to them and some of their incredible stories. This is our calendar. And so we try to take Saturday's kind of our flex day. Monday is kind of a flex day, but then the rest of the week, you know, we really want to offer the students something spiritual to engage with. Some of the students can only come to one thing a week. Some of the students could come to five. It really just depends on, you know, if they have a scholarship, then they don't have to work and we see them a lot. If they're trying to hold down, you know, two to three jobs, we might just see them once a month. But hey, that's still important to us. We still know you. We still care about you. And we work really hard to publish this every month so that students know what's coming up and that they can experience some consistency in their spiritual life through that. This is our moniker that greets you when you walk in the door. Hope is sort of the word that we're focused on right now. Hope. It's sort of a large biblical concept, but as soon as you start to look at how much the Bible talks about hope, it's quite a bit. And so we really encourage students that no matter what happened in their past, no matter what's happening in their present, no matter what's happening, what might happen in their future, there's always something to hope for right now. And so that's sort of the emphasis behind that moniker. Romans 15:13 there is on the screen as sort of a reminder. So our equipping verse that we like to sort of think about is Matthew 9. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Have you ever felt that way before? When you go to do a job and you think, man, I wish someone else was here to lift that other end of the couch. I know we've all been there before. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest. One of the things that I've always loved about the Laramie Church of Christ is that it's a teaching congregation. I got to preach my first sermon there back in 2005. And I get to preach there once a month, which I'm very grateful for. And so it being a very enriching college environment, there's many opportunities for young men to have their first devotional or have their first prayer. And so you could picture equipping being a very important part of our work. So equipping is sort of like, I can do it. Now I would like to show you how to do it so that you can do it as well. Rather than just having me do it and having that be whatever it is, our focus is really to share and disperse the work out as much as we can so that the student center itself, I don't want to say would become student ran, but it really is the student center. And as the director, you know, me and my wife have an important and significant role, but the students, we're really working to challenge them to step up and have those responsibilities as well. So we're excited this year. We got to give two keys out to two students. And so that's a pretty big deal to have a key to the building and to be responsible in that way. And so we were excited about that. This particular student, he graduated YO Tech, and he likes big, loud trucks. Can anyone else relate? All right, I'm in God's country. Amen. So that's a picture of him behind his truck there. He graduated really top of his class, and this is a picture of him giving a great devotional thought at our fall camp out, and really neat story with him and his girlfriend Megan. He led Megan to Christ there in Laramie. She's from Colorado. He's also from Colorado. He was already a Christian when he came to YO Tech, but his girlfriend obeyed Christ, and this is a recent updated picture of them. He works in Colorado at a Caterpillar dealership. And so they have bright plans for their future, and it's just wonderful to keep those connections. And he worships at the Windsor Church of Christ in Colorado. And speaking to him on the phone, it sounds like he's involved in their evangelism program. He's involved in leading worship. And so that, he spent actually a little over a year in Laramie, which is pretty significant for the tech school. But we know that the time that he spent in Laramie was significant for him spiritually. And so we're really happy to be blessed by him and Megan. There's a teacher at YO Tech that worships with us named Timothy, and he did a great class this year on the book of Thessalonians, and it was on Wednesday evenings. Super good class, really good information to be thinking about. And the young man and the young lady there on the end, that's Grace and Ryan. We're going to come back to them at the end. Because this class, when this picture was taken, that class was having a significant impact on him. And then subsequently, him and I got into a personal Bible study. And even before that, Grace is from Cody, Wyoming. She was already a member, and she brought Ryan to church. And so lots of connections are happening. God is doing lots of things amongst our group. We're really thankful for that. We tried this year and had some good results with Men's Taco Thursday. I know it's supposed to be Taco Tuesday, but we already had a Tuesday night Bible study. So Thursday it was. And Monty, Cole, and Ted all did a great devotional talk during this time, and they were tasked with talking to the young man about marriage, dating, or manliness. And aren't those just three broad topics that young men can really benefit from today? I know there's a great, this is a great group of men right here. I love seeing you guys Wednesday night. Thumbs up. And so we have a great constituency of young men, some Christians, some not. And so we're having them into our home to mingle together, enjoy a delicious meal, and then hear the Word of God together. And so this was a great, the thing that I liked most about these Taco Thursdays was that towards the end of the year, guys were really looking forward to it. And they would ask about it and say, hey, are we having tacos this week? I really want to come over and spend time. So we'll keep trying to do something like that this next semester as well. This is a young man named Jace, and he taught a great devotional at our men's breakfast. Him and I spent a lot of time together reading 1st and 2nd Timothy. A great conversation, sort of a one-sided conversation between Paul and Timothy. And Jace's talk was on the importance of leaders in the church helping the younger generation. And so there he is with some of his notes that he made. And then there's the men having breakfast together and enjoying that lesson. It was a big deal for him. He's an engineering student, 19 years old, freshman. So good things for him. Definitely intern potential. Speaking of intern potential, we started a volunteer program called Ambassadors. And so really anyone can do it if you're in good academic standing and good standing with the church. And what it is it's just a card that has your name on it. And here they are at the student union where we share the word with non-Christians. And they can give this card out when they're not there so that another student can contact them. For example, if a student comes through and has a question about parking, they're an incoming freshman. Or if a student comes in, they have a question about a Bible study, we can give them one of these students' cards and they can contact them directly. And so Stacy, my awesome wife, was able to make these cool business cards. And Grace and Jace were really pumped about that. And here I want to show you the young lady next to the man with the cowboy logo on his chest there. That's Joey. Next to him is Sammy. Now those two, you can see the student Bible in his hands. He'd never studied the Bible before, and neither had she, but Jace had given them one of his cards, and he had invited them. They all have class together. And so that was a really special moment, not just for them, but for him to see that, hey, I can invite someone to Bible class, and it's the best thing for them, and they show up and they get something out of it. That was a really big deal for us. I want to chat for a moment about my wife's role in the ministry. It's very important. I think I would just say that in this cultural climate that we have in the year 2025, that college ministry is really, really important. And it's really, really nice when a new student meets a husband and wife team. And so here's a picture of Stacy at her office, picture of Stacy making a lot of spaghetti, and then Stacy at the park when we're having one of our events to meet new students. So just really in her natural element. There's a lot of clerical work that goes on that I'm not necessarily gifted at. I'm more of a relational guy. But a lot of paperwork needs to be done and taken care of. And then it's great when students come in and she's there to develop relationships with young ladies. And we'll talk here a moment with a young couple that we were able, that we had time to lead through a marriage enrichment seminar as they began their marriage this semester. So I really appreciate Stacy. All right, let's think about edification and why it's important to constantly be edified together. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21 and 22 says, "In whom, that is Jesus, the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit." Can you think of a time in your life when you went into a brand new building and you didn't know where anything was or who anyone was, and how important those first two or three people were that you met and were kind to you and were compassionate to you and help you find your way? That's kind of the emphasis behind the word that we use for edification. We want everyone to know that they have a part in God's kingdom, no matter where they came from or how different they are. So we have a big open door, and we have lots of things always happening that we want people to come to, and it's fun, and we're happy, and we have joy, and Christians are the happiest people on earth. Amen? And so we try to build things like the parade that we're a part of. And this was cool because the Parentoni family lent us their boat. And our phrase was, "Hope floats." And so we were throwing out lifesavers. That was fun. We skateboarded behind the boat. Our leadership dinner happens once a year, and the leaders of our church serve the students. And so here you can see the students intermixed with our leadership, and the leadership has made a delicious Italian cuisine. This year we had our first annual Bible trivia night. So you can see some students mixed in there. We were in teams. The questions were really challenging, but one team came out on top, and they got the golden brain. So that was exciting. It was also a charcuterie board night. Here's the first place team. I wish I could claim credit for this idea, but it was a student's idea. Wonderful. We have a singing every Friday, one Friday a month. And these are a couple of our song leaders. This was our last singing of the year. Wonderful group. So this is a student that was baptized by Jess. He was the campus minister before I got there. So this is more of an edification study. He's already a disciple, and so we're working through different things and different passages that he's interested in. And coincidentally, he's an army medic. And so this is his, he didn't quite graduate, but this is his going away party. And so I just want you there with the group hug. He's in the middle there. Just imagine the love that he's feeling right there, and how important it is that he knows that this group is waiting for him when he gets back from serving overseas. There's a recent screenshot from our FaceTime together. The group that he's a part of there in the Jordan, they've tended to over 1,000 people who needed help, and they've saved 8 American lives. So it's pretty cool to be a part of his life. And so in honor of him serving, we flew the American flag while we're sledding. We sent that to him. He thought that was pretty cool. This is Stephen and Angelina. They're an important part of our ministry. Here's a picture of their wedding. And to the other side is a picture of his bachelor party. And we believe that that was, in Laramie, Wyoming, the first bachelor party at Perkins. Really exciting stuff. Perkins. Great question, Mike. Denny's. Yeah. Denny's. All right. Yeah. This is Josiah, and we do a lot of skateboarding on campus. This is his first lesson. Yes, he did fall. Yes, he did get back up. Yes, he loves it. And so I want to show you, we met him in the union, and it's important to love students. And here he's, you know, he eventually comes skateboarding with us. And here he is. You can see him back behind Stacy there. He's on our hike. This is our life group hike. And so he's doing things with our church. This was entertaining. He brought some McDonald's hamburgers with him. And he was convincing us how they were healthy the entire hike. We said, sir, only you can eat McDonald's and hike. No one else here can do that. But he ended up getting married. He found his wife in Laramie. And when they come back, they're away on an internship in Iowa for the summer until December. But when they come back, hopefully we're going to be able to share the gospel with them. What we were able to share with him and Anna, his wife there, is a marriage enrichment course that we put together. It's about an 8-week course. And so what are we studying? Well, we're studying God's plan for marriage and why that's important and how to excel in our relationships with our spouses. So really, really cool story there. I want to tell you about Keola. He is in the hoodie there with the Wyoming logo, all the way from Oahu, Hawaii. And he saw our Bible study flyer actually this time last year. And his mom emailed us, and he's trying to figure life out. You know, he's doing something different. He's in a new town, and our flyer is over there at campus. And so his mom emails, and we respond, and we connect. And one of the first things he says to me is, John, I really want to plug in and have friends. And so friends were really important to him. God was really important to him as well. Him and Jace, lifelong friends. Such good friends, in fact, if we happen to acquire a flight to Hawaii, we could, in fact, sleep in his backyard. That's pretty cool. That's a cool friend to have. So here I want you to see he's in the middle of that group down in the bottom, just really plugged in spiritually. He's plugged into our congregation. There he is with Cole's son and Judah. And then up top, that's the hoodie he received, and that's his graduation going away party. So we'll come back to him here in a minute. We do dress up for the costume party. It's a fun night. This is a picture of our last day of class bash. Mary mug mix up. So we're still thinking about edification and building one another up and how everyone has a part and everyone matters and everyone is cared about and we look after each other and we love each other. We tried Sister Circle this year. Had some good success. We might try it again. It's important to get the ladies together. Important to do that. Edification, it's important for us to honor one another's accomplishments. Because, wow, if you're going through college and you make it to the end, that is a huge deal for us. And we're going to make it a big deal. And so I want you to see up there with John Isham's graduation, There's two deacons that took time out of their day to drive across town to care about this young man. So that's a big deal. These are a few of our Nigerian students, Samson, Joseph, and Ernest. And Samson and Ernest earned their master's degrees. They're trying to stay in Laramie to get their PhD. Samson is a Christian from Nigeria. Ernest is not. So be praying that we can get him in a study. Joseph is actually from Laos. Here's their graduation. We got invited to a dude ranch that's about an hour and a half away from Laramie. And we were able to get some students together and have a nice spiritual uplifting weekend with snowmobiles, a Bible lesson, delicious food, lots of laughs, lots of memories. And so you can really see in this picture of a group that cares about each other, a group that wants to be together. This photo is recently at our house. The girl there behind Logan, that's Cole's wife, she works at Rewa Ranch. And her boyfriend are the caretakers of the ranch. They invited us to the ranch. And then this summer, as the staff of the Dude Ranch came to work the horseback riding and everything, she ended up bringing the whole, you can see the U-shape behind that table. She brought all those people to church, some of them for the first time. And so we were just blown away by her willingness to do that. And the ladies put together some yummy chicken tacos. And so we enjoyed that together. And you can see Jake next to Cole. We'll talk about him in a minute. He had just been baptized that morning. So just a, you could just picture the energy in the room, right? It's summer, people are working together, and we just want to be together and glorify God. So our church put together a yummy snack box for us. And that picture there is a brain lifting some weights. And they've all taken the time to sign that and bring those snacks by our building. And so we always feel very loved and cared by our congregation. Speaking of edification, this past weekend we just celebrated our Christian Student Center 20-year reunion. Isn't that something? 20-year reunion. This picture is in 2005. You see me and Stacy in there. You see a lot of people in there that are in the next picture. These are our shirts. And so God is just really, really blessing this work. A lot of the people back in 2005, they're still faithful. They still go to church. Many of them are deacons. Some of them are even in full-time ministry. And so what just a great testament to the importance of this work to continue on in Laramie, Wyoming. All right, let's shift gears a little bit and think about education, because I think it's important to for you guys to know how serious we take the Bible there. We take it very seriously. It is God's inspired word. 2 Timothy 3:16, this is God's breath. Isn't that cool? So we have the truth and we want to share the truth. And so we're always thinking about how we teach and why we're teaching it. Me and Stacy have the opportunity to share the gospel with middle school students at Wyoming Bible Camp. And so here's our class photo from last year. This on Tuesday nights, we were always in the parables. So we looked at a different parable every Tuesday. And here's some awesome desserts that our church provides for us. Here's a group picture. Some are Christians, some are believers, some are opening the Bible for the very first time. Just a great environment to sharpen your sword. Sunday mornings we covered biblical boundaries, when to say yes and how to say no. Here's a group photo of that class. Brian Lombardi, you guys know that name. He's teaching a great class on Thursdays with soup at the Student Center. And we always have a good turnout for that. Binders, notes, in-depth questions. So a lot of the students made it all the way to the end of this class, through the whole year. And so that's pretty amazing that that's happening at a state school. We're really excited about that. Excuse me. Here's a student, Isaac. Sometimes we can't get a student into a Bible study, and they just come to enjoy lunch. And that's okay. We had a great rapport with him, and we'll miss him. So I don't always do great about taking pictures of people that I'm studying the Bible with personally, because life is happening and schedules, and I don't always have time to pull out the camera. I'll do better at that this year, but here's kind of what it looks like. There's the Bible. There's pen and paper. What do you think the last thing is? I'll give you a second to think about it while I get some water, because it's not a dry heat. It's a humid heat, isn't it? Isn't it? All right, here's number three. And you don't want to miss this one if you're trying to do personal evangelism, because this one is really, really important. It's not the most important thing, but it's the glue that can really, really hold this thing together, and it can bring you through to the other side. It's this. Friendship. Right? I care about you. I care about what you care about. I'm listening to you. I hear you. I don't just listen to respond to you, but I listen to understand you, to get a better grasp on where you're coming from and why you might believe what you believe. And then I want to lovingly come aside you and show you how what the Bible says might demonstrate that that is in fact an incorrect belief. And we can still be friends. And we can still be friends. So if we have that friendship, we can make it through some challenging Bible studies. We might even make it through the other side. So, that's where I like to spend most of my time. This is where I like to spend most of my time, is in this chair with a student who is wrestling with the Word of God in some way. And so always preparing for that, always thinking about that, always praying about that. What I love most about this job is that no two studies are the same, right? No two studies are the same. There is a program. There is a program that's about 8 to 10 weeks long. It can be adjusted depending on what the student needs are. But the pen and the paper are out, and we're not just throwing darts at the board, right? Because if we just throw darts at the board, then we might never get to the point of why Jesus came to this earth. So we're working through the lessons. We're getting to the end. And we're praying that God will help them make the decision that He wants them to make. Because we know that God wants all men to be saved. Amen? And so that's a little philosophy of ministry about that part of the education. This is Nikki, a student that we often see. This is Aiden in our Bible study time together. This is Danny. She's from Colorado in a Bible study. All right, so evangelism. We think about compelling other people and how the gospel is compelling. And the most compelling part about the gospel is that when we live it in our life, and so we want other students to receive Christ, and then we're still thinking about explore, embrace, emphasize. We want to explore, embrace, emphasize. The emphasize part is, man, I really want to go tell someone about it. And so the students were great this year, coming out and sharing their faith at the student union. We have an opportunity as a club to distribute our materials. So we're always putting the Christian Student Center name out there. As every opportunity we have, Christian Student Center, Christian Student Center, Christian Student Center. So we really appreciate the university for that. We have a great partnership with them, a wonderful growing relationship. Also with Wyotech. Now, Wyotech has about 1,000 young men at it right now. We can go onto that campus right now and knock every door in that dormitory. That's pretty cool, folks. That's pretty cool. And all of those kids are away from home, and all these kids need Christ. And so we didn't get out there as much as we wanted to last semester, but we'll do more of that later. Here is Abigail, Angeline, and Stephen, and it's really just, you know, they answer, they don't answer, fire goes under the door, and some of them show up. It's really encouraging. Back to Keola. Here is his mom and his uncle. And they flew out. They brought us a lot of goodies from Hawaii, authentic, yummy goodies from Hawaii. And it was really encouraging for them to hear them say, "We want to thank your congregation for taking care of my son." And what does that mean for us? Well, that's why we do what we do, because we want to care about people spiritually. And so that part of evangelism is really important. An ongoing study is also important. This is a young man named Matthew. And back to the friendship thing with evangelism, sometimes a study takes longer. And so there's a great amount of patience that goes into these studies. I want to take you through some of the students that obeyed Christ this semester, or this year rather. This young lady's name is Summer. And as you can see there with her condition, she was helped into the baptistry. And so really just a sweet young lady with a bright future. Please be praying for her. Please be praying for all of these students as we go through them. This is Nate Duda. He's from Cheyenne. This is Jacob. He is from Oklahoma. This is Aiden. He's from Powell, Wyoming. This is Danny. She's from Brighton, Colorado. This is Jake. He is all the way from Ohio. This is Grace. She's from Cody. And Ryan, he's also from Cody. Remember, they were in the Thessalonian class. We got connected with Ryan in a personal Bible study. He was actually reading Muscle and a Shovel. Anyone ever heard of it? Muscle and a Shovel? Still relevant. Read it. Love it. Use it. So, Ryan is in a study. The study ends last month. It's final examinations. He's in his final examinations, and he's still coming to personal Bible study to learn the Word of God. And he's saying, "John, I don't want these final examinations to get in the way of me knowing what this book says." You got it, buddy. Thumbs up for you. So he goes home, and he comes from a blended family. His mom and stepdad are from a different religious background. And so he says, "I really want to obey Christ. I got to involve my family in this decision," right? Makes sense. So he goes home. There's the distance between Cody and Laramie. So we're excited that we are, that the Christian Student Center is impacting the state of Wyoming. And this is on the banks of Buffalo Bill Reservoir. You can see his family there. You can see him obeying Christ there in the bottom right. And let me tell you, it's as cold as it looks. And also let me tell you, his first breath out of the water was a big one. Okay? Here's his whole family. And now, picture this. He is having these opportunities to teach his family the gospel. And what a blessing it is. We are advocating for a strong culture of gratitude at the Christian Student Center. We think that gratitude is really important. So we started a Thanksgiving board. Here is one of those notes that a student wrote for us. And I'll just go ahead and read it. It's very impactful. It says, I am thankful to God for the amazing people He has put in my life. People who care and are encouraging to me. Friends who believe that I am worth their time and energy. God has given me far more than I deserve with this alone. Thank you, all my friends, and Lord my God. So the students are really charged up about what the Student Center is doing. We want you to also feel like you are a partner with us. We want you to know how grateful we are for the Ninth and Main Church of Christ in San Angelo, Texas. These aren't just newsletters that you're getting. These are real people that you can pray for, and you can make a dramatic and eternal difference in someone's life in Laramie, Wyoming.